Last time we started discussing the Gemara in Kuf Yedal and Amud Beis. The Gemara mentions in Machlokas Amoraim, what's the din? If a person only has chasav, he only has romaine lettuce, only has the chazeres, for karpas and mara, what does he do in terms of the bracha? When does he make the bracha al achilas mara? Rav Huna says that he does exactly the same thing he does if he has other vegetables for karpas. He makes a barki adama for karpas. Obviously, in this context, since he only has the chazeres, he makes a barki adama on the chazeres. But then he makes a bracha al achilas mara on chazeres b'shas mara, after the mass. So nothing has changed with Rav Huna claims. Rav Chisda disagrees, and he says that if you only have chasa, so then things are different. He says then you have to make two brachas on the karpas. You make a bracha bar piyadama, obviously, you have to make a bracha sanenin. So after Rav Chisda, but you also make the bracha l'achilas morar on the chasa b'shas karpas. And then you eat another people of karpas for the morar, you eat another people of karpas later. So the Rishonim have a debate, Aliba the Rav Chisda, what exactly is going on over here? And clearly you're making the bracha l'achilas mara on the karpas, but has the mitzvah of mara changed its location? Are you being mekayim the mitzvah of mara in b'tibul Rishon, or are you still being mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul Sheni? Rav Huna obviously holds that you're being mekabel the mitzvah of mara b'tibul Sheni. The bracha l'achilas mara is recited b'tibul Sheni, clearly that's when you're mekayim the mitzvah of mara. Rav Chisda though disagrees. He says you make the bracha l'achilas mara b'tibul Rishon. So according to him, the question can be raised: what's he disagreeing about? Like, is he saying that the mitzvah of mara is switching location? Now you're being mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul Rishon. Or does he say no? You're talking about mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tibul Sheni. He agrees the mitzvah of mara is b'tibul Sheni. He just switches the bracha. He's not switching the place of the mitzvah. The Rashbam and the Ramban assume, Rav Chisda holds, that Yitaka being Mekayim the mitzvah of Mora B'tibul Rishon, if you only have Chasa, so you got to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mora B'tibul Rishon. Rav Chisda says, Acha Shemi Le'Kreso Emenu Chosu Mavari Chalei, what, you're going to make the bracha l'achilas Mora after you've already had an achili Rishona of Chasa? You make the bracha of Alachilas Mara on Chasa after you've already eaten Chasa V'tibul Rishon? How's that possible? That doesn't make any... That's a zilzul for the mitzvah. His taina is not Chozu Mavore Chale. You can make a bracha later? No, he's saying you're going to be Mekayim the mitzvah later with a second Achila of Chasa, but you ate the Chasa V'tibul Rishon. So that's a zilzul for the mitzvah to be Mekayim the mitzvah with the second Achila. Be Mekayim the mitzvah with the first Achila. So he says, make the bracha l'achilas mara b'tibul Rishon, and you'll be mekayim the mitzvah mara with the first achila. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that Rav Chisda only argues about the placement of the bracha. Rav Chisda says that if you only have chasa, so then you make a bracha l'achilas mara b'tibul Rishon, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah of mara then. You're mekayim the mitzvah of mara later. You make the bracha b'achila rishona, and the bracha works for the mitzvah that you'll be mekayim be'ikr later. Obviously, there's some kind of a ma'isa mitzvah now. Certainly, doing the ma'isa now, it's the same ma'isa as later. It's achilas chasa. But the key of my mitzvah is going to be later. You have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah later, Rav Chisda. But you can make the bracha l'achilas mara now on the ma'isa achilas mara now. That's the machlokas Rishon. The kids. The question is, why does Tosfos not learn like the other Rishonim? He has quite a creative pshat. Rav Chisda holds that you're making a bracha l'achilas mara now, even though you're really mekayim the mitzvah later. What kind of a strange notion is that? So he says, not so strange. We see it in Tkiyah Shofar. That's Tosfos' big chiddush. He extrapolates from Tkiyah Shofar. He says, by Tkiyah Shofar, you make a bracha l'shmar kol shofar, and you blow the tkiyos to miyusha. And then you blow tkiyos to Ma'umad later in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, middle of the Musaf. That's the Iker Mitzvah, says Tosfos, not the tkiyos to Miyushav. The tkiyos to Miyushav are a Maisa Mitzvah of Shofar, but that's not when you're really being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shofar. The real Tkiyah Mitzvah of Shofar is in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, the tkiyos to Ma'umad. So why am I making a bracha in the beginning? It says Tosfos, no, you can do that. As long as you link the bracha to the Maisa Mitzvah, and you are doing some kind of a Maisa Mitzvah, even now, there is an embellishment. We know you're supposed to blow 30 kolos, but you're supposed to blow more than 30 kolos. You're supposed to blow more than 30 kolos. So the tkiyos, the miyushim, are also part of the mitzvah. They're not the ikar mitzvah, but they're part of the mitzvah. So the bracha can be chal. Bracha's chal. But the ikar mitzvah is what you're going to do later in the tkiyos, the mu'umah. It says Tosfos. It's the same thing over here by Mara. Rav Chisda holds that you're really going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mara later, after the matzah. Mara bismana. But you can make the bracha now. You can make the bracha now because there is at least a ma'isa mitzvah here. So because there's a ma'isa mitzvah, you can make the bracha, it's chal, but the ikar mitzvah is going to be later. But it's still a big chiddush. Why does Tosfos learn like that? Why couldn't he learn like the Rashbam and the Ramban? So, Akiva Levi wanted to suggest yesterday that maybe Tosfos was sensitive to the Ramban's kasha. Now the Ramban doesn't ask it as a kasha, he just he gives an answer without a kasha. What does the Ramban say? He says, Rav Chisda tells me that you should make a bracha l'achilas mar b'tivul rishon. And the Ramban says, and what does that mean? It means that you're being mekayim the mitzvah mar b'tivul rishon, because if not, what are you making the bracha then? So, for the Ramban, what's Rav Chisda going to do with the braisa? The braisa says, afal pisha tibel b'chazeres, mitzvah l'havi l'fono chazeres v'charoses v'shnei tavshim. Even though you're metal b'chazeres, it's mitzvah l'havi l'fano chazeres again. Frek the Ramban, Rav Chisda, told us that you're kind of the mitzvah b'tivul rishon. So what does the braisa say? Mitzvah l'havi l'fano matzah b'chazeres v'charoses. It's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. You're mitzvah b'tivul rishon. You made a bracha l'achila samara b'tivul rishon. So you're kind of the mitzvah b'tivul rishon. What's the braisa saying? Mitzvah l'havi l'fano. So what did the Ramban answer to that kasha? Help me now. What did the Ramban answer to that kasha? What did the Ramban answer to that kasha? Anyone, come on. One word. B'di'evet, exactly. B'di'evet. The price is talking B'di'evet. If you didn't have kavanah to mekayem the mitzvah mar b'tivul rishon, mitzvah l'havi l'fano. But if you were mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah b'tivul rishon, so then it's not a mitzvah because you are already mekayim the mitzvah b'tivul rishon. That's how the Ramban answered. Just take it away. It's fine. It's too complicated. Okay. That's how the Ramban answered the kasha. But maybe Tosfos felt, come on, that's not what the braisa says. Braisa doesn't say we're talking about the end. Braisa is just setting up the situation. But Yossi Omer, Aval Bishet, Tibel, B'chazeres, Mitzvah L'Havi L'Fanu, Chazeres, V'Charos, L'Shinei Tavshin. Doesn't sound like we're talking about the end. That's a knapateres, Tosfos says. Come on, Ramban. I know you have a shita, Rav Chisda holds that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Mara, B'tibel Risha, but that forced you into the position, that forced you into this kasha. Maybe you should look at the braisa and take a look. And if you look at the braisa, you'll see that your pshat is not the simple pshat. The simple pshat is Rav Chisda holds l'chatchila. You're mekayim the mitzvah, but people sheni. You're mekayim the mitzvah, but people sheni. Rav Chisda holds you make the bracha, but people risha. No, it's like what I told you. It's like what I told you that you make the bracha on the first achila, because if not, it's a zilzul for the mitzvah. But it's not that you're being mekayim the mitzvah now, b'tibul rishon. You're being mekayim the mitzvah b'tibul sheni, says Tosfos. Don't read the braisa in a creative, a new way that's not lichten deverta from the braisa. It's not lying in the words of the braisa. Read the braisa kipshuto. If you read the braisa kipshuto, you'll see exactly what I'm saying. Everyone holds that even if you have chasa, even if you only have chasa for karpas, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah mar b'tibul sheni. The whole shaila is when are you making the bracha, but everyone holds the mitzvah is going to be b'tibul sheni. So it could be that Tosfos didn't learn like the other Rishonim because he had a braisa that was troubling him. He stood on his head and made up this new concept, extrapolated from Tkia Shofar, that you can make a bracha on a mitzvah even if the Iker Kiyum is later and you're just doing a ma'isa now. Okay, that's a chiddush. But he felt, what am I supposed to do? The braisa says it. I have to work with the braisa. This is one way to look at Tosfos. But I think maybe there's another shot in Tosfos as well. Maybe a further, that's certainly motivating Tosfos somewhat. Price is certainly motivating Tosfos, but I think maybe there's a svara too. Maybe there was a svara that was bothering Tosfos. What's that svara? Yesterday we explained the Rashbam. Rashbam says Rav Huna Rav Chisda are arguing about certain principles. Rav Huna says that in a situation where you only have chosam, and there are two factors here. One factor is whether I should do more bismana. The second factor is whether I should make the bracha l'achilas mar on the first achila. Should I do mara bismano or should I be mekayim the mitzvah of mara at the time of the achila rishon? What do I do? Rav Huna says mara bismano l'tzeh. There's a clash of different factors. There are competing values over here. Rav Huna says in this circumstance with these competing values, mara bismano wins out. That's why you make the bracha l'achilas mar b'tivul sheni, and you mekayim the mitzvah of mara b'tivul sheni. Rav Chisda argues, what does he say? So the Rashbam explains, Rav Chisda holds, that when you have these two competing values, which one wins out? Not Mara Bismana. Of course we'd want Mara Bismana, Rav Chisda says, but you can't do it. Because you have a competing value, the value of La'acha Shemida Kreisa Menachosa Mavar Chalei. The value that you should be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mar, at the first opportunity, but the first Achila. So he says, that value, that second value wins out. Rav Chisda holds that when you have these two competing values of Mara Bismano or being Mekayim the Mitzvah with the first Achila, you have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah with the first Achila. That's how the Rashbam understood the whole Machlokas. Maybe the reason why Tosfos argues, his understanding of the Machlokas, is because Tosfos could not fathom how anyone could say that Mara Bismano shouldn't win out. You always have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mara Bismano. That's not a pasuk. The pasuk mentions matzah before mara, so mara bismano is always after matzah. Even Rav Chisda is compelled to say that mara bismano should win out. He can't say that, no, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah with the first achilah. No, mara bismano has to win out. Tosfos couldn't fathom that anyone would say that mara bismano would not win out. The mara bismano has to win out. How can Rav Chisda say that you make a bracha l'achilas mara on Tibul Rishon? Aren't you going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mara then, but Tibul Rishon, if you make the Brichas HaMetzvah then? Says Tosfos, obviously you misunderstood the Shita. Rav Chisda must hold that even though you're making the Bracha earlier, you're still Mekayim the mitzvah of Mara later. That must be his Shita, because everyone has to hold that you must do Mara Bismana. That's Tosfos' motivating spark. Everyone has to hold that you need Mara Bismana. So if you need Mara Bismana, how can Rav Chisda say, make the Bracha earlier? So Tosfos answers, obviously what he's telling us is that the bracha does not, the recitation of the bracha does not tell you that you're fulfilling the mitzvah at that time. Just because you're saying the bracha doesn't mean the kiyam mitzvah is there. The kiyam mitzvah could be later, like we see from Shofar. But you have to make the bracha on the first maisa mitzvah. That's how Tosfos is learning. And because Tosfos learns that, he goes one step further. And he says, Rav Chisda Shita is not just v'dieved, it's even l'chatchila. Even if you have other vegetables, you can still use chasa, both for Tibul Rishon and Tibul Sheni. Once Rav Chisda is mechadesh this new idea, that even if you do the Tibul Sheni, even if you do the Tibul Rishon with chasa, and you make the bracha l'achilas mar on the Tibul Rishon, you still can be mekayim the mitzvah of mara bismana. Once he's mechadish that idea, so then it shouldn't matter whether I have another yerek or I don't have another yerek. There's no problem. Even if I have another yerek, I don't have to do karpas with the other yerek. I can do it with chasa. What does it matter? I'll make both brachas b'Tibul Rishon, and I'll still be mekayim the mitzvah of mara bismana, and everything is fine. The Rashbam couldn't learn like that. Rav Chisda, according to the Rashbam, is saying that no, this is a b'dieved situation where you can't have mara bismano because you have another factor. There's another factor involved that we don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah after the first achila. So here, there's nothing you can do. You got to make the bracha l'achila samara on Tibul Rishon and be mekayim the mitzvah of Tibul Rishon. But that's only b'dieved because l'chatchila, everyone holds you should have mara bismano. If you only have chasa, Rav Chisda holds, you're not going to have mara bismana because you've got to make the bracha on the first achila. You have to make kind of the first achila. The Rashbam learns Rav Chisda shita is only b'dieved, but Tosfos says no. Once you've compelled to say that everyone holds that you need mara bismana, and even Rav Chisda holds that you'll have the mara bismana, despite the fact that you make the bracha l'achilas mar on the tibul rishon. So then it comes out that it can even be l'achila. Even if you have another yerek, it doesn't matter. You could do both tibulim with chasa, because you just make the brachas on the tibul rishon, but you'll be mekayim the mitzvah mar b'zman of the tibul rishon. Also, it could be that these two points, the Braisa and the Svara of Tosfos, this idea that he felt everyone has to hold that you need Mar Bezmano, that compelled him to learn Rav Chisda differently than the Reshba. So why does the Rashbam argue? We sort of alluded to why the Rashbam argues. Because the fact is that Tosfos is a big fish. This idea that you can make a bracha, a birchas mitzvah, the first achila, but you still mekayim the mitzvah later? Big chiddush? Very big chiddush. Where does Tosfos learn this from? From Kiya Shofar. Let's see this Tosfos. Let's see the Tosfos, let's see the Cholkim, and then we'll explain the Rashbam. What does Tosfos say? Rav Chisda holds that even though the mitzvah of Mar you're going to be Otsi B'Tibul Sheni, the bracha works. The bracha from the Tibul Rishon works for the Tibul Sheni. Why? Me'achas she'ochal mimenu ma'at B'Tibul Rishon. Since you ate a little bit B'Tibul Rishon. A little bit. Sounds like you didn't eat a kezayis. You ate a little bit. And that's enough. Midi dahava abircha shofar de mevarech at kios di yeshivo u'mo'eles bracha let kios sheba amida shem iker benazis asid brachos. Similar to tkiyos shofar, that you make the bracha of shofar on the tkiyos de miyushav, and even though the Iker Mitzvah is the Tkios de Ma'uma. Even though the Iker Mitzvah says Tosis is the Tkios de Ma'uma. It's a tremendous Chiddush of Tosis. We know the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Lama Token Marim Shen Omdem, the Token Marim Shen Yoshvin. Let's say that again. Lama Token Marim Shen Yoshvin, the Token Marim Shen Omdem, the La'abim Esasot. Why do we blow Tkios de Ma'ushav? They're called Tkios de Ma'ushav even though we stand for them. So technically, since they're not in the middle of the Shemana Esra, you could sit. So why do we blow the Tkiyos to Miyushav, and then we blow the Tkiyos to Miyushav? So if you were to read that Gemara without Tosfos, would you say that the Iker Tkiyos, the Tkiyos Shofar, are Tkiyos to Miyushav, or Tkiyos to Miyushav? What do you think? I think it's pretty obvious. Lama Token Marie and Shane Yoshvin, Token Marie and Shane Shinomdim. It sounds like the extra Tkiyos of Tkiyos to Miyushav are Kedela Arivis HaSatam, to confuse the Satam, whatever that means. I think we've spoken about that at the beginning of the year, but not for now. But it sounds like the tkiyos de miyushav are the primary tkiyos, and the tkiyos de miyushav are the extra. Those tkiyos are going to be ma'arvim and sasata, because we're blowing so much. Rashi says, chavivas ha-mitzvah. Tosfos turns the Gemara on its head. Tosfos says, no, the tkiyos, I'll say the brochas, those are the yikr tkiyos. The second set, the tkiyos de miyushav are the yikr. The tkiyos de miyushav, that's not the yikr. I make a bracha on it? No, this is a raya that you can make a birchas ha-mitzvah on a maisa mitzvah, even though that maisa mitzvah is not the ikar kiyum. The ikar kiyum is coming later. So the same thing you can say by Mar. Not everyone agrees with this Tosfos. Certainly the simple understanding of tkiyos de miyushav and tkiyos de miyushav is not like Tosfos. Take, for example, the Rif. The Rif in Rosh Hashanah argues with Tosfos. This is in the packet. The Rif on page 2 in the packet makes the following interesting comment. This is on Daf Yud Amud Beis and Daf Yarif in Rosh Hashanah. The Rif says, Nimtza achshav shetoken tashrat gimel pa'am, and the token tashat gimel pa'am, and the token tarat gimel pa'am. The Rif says that you blow 30 kolos by tkios to miyushim. Umipnei she'atzibur tzrich ha'neshma tkios al seder ha'brachos. There's another requirement that Chazal say you should listen to the tkios al seder ha'brachos. Malchi yisuchonos and shofros. Lefika chos and a token, that's why we blow again. What do we blow? What do we blow? 30 kolos? That's what we blow. That's not what the Rif says we blow. Did you notice what the Rif says? What do you blow? You blow shalom? Tashat, tashrat for Malchios, tashat for Zichronos, and tarat for Shofros. Pamachas, that's it. Ubedinu she yutoken oson al seder brachos keseder shetoku kishen yoshven. Rif says, look, ma'ikar adin, you really should be blowing the same thing. You're doubling. Not only are you blowing tkios to miyushav, you're then blowing tkios to ma'uma. Why should you change? If you blow 30 kolos with tkios to miyushav, so in the Shemona Esrei, you should blow 32. 30 also. Elakevan she'abrochos em agvaz es atkios ariyotzi dechavosan bohosan she'im she'tokuk she'n yoshven. V'day lohem letko atashrat tashat tarat al seder brochos pamachas shalo la'atriach es atzibur. V'chein ha'minik b'chol ha'olam u'b'shtei yeshivas. Says the Rif, the minig ha'olam and the minig in the shtei yeshivas. Which shtei yeshivas did I talk about? Shtei yeshivas. Yeah. So the minig is to blow tashrat, one tashrat, one tashrat, and one tarat. Shalom la'atriach es atzibur. Shalom la'atriach es atzibur. What's going on here? If the Iker mitzvah is the tkios de ma'uma, how can we blow like half a jar for blowing one tashrat, one tashrat, and one tarat? The reason we blow tashrat, tashrat, and tarat is because there's a pesach sofek. What's a trua? Is it what we call a trua? Is it what we call a shvarim? Is it what we call a shvarim trua? And we know that you have to blow 9 kolos, you have to blow 3 truos, and a tkia before, a tkia after. That's a total of 9. So, if you have to blow 9 kolos, which turn into 30, 9 really turns into 27, but shvar and true, we're counting as 2, right? So 9 turns into 30 kolos for the tkios of Yushab. How can we not blow 30 kolos for the tkios of Umar? We're not going to be yotze. If there's an inyan to be tokay, I'll say there have brachas, so then you got to be tokay. In the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, the same thing you're tokay before. What kind of a strange notion is this? Shalom, atrech, atzatzibur, it's okay. You know, you're really supposed to eat a kezias of Mara, but you know, if it's too difficult for you, just eat a half a kezias, that's fine. You know, what kind of a business is this? You gotta do the mitzvah, Mishlei Musa. So what's the Rif talking about? The Rif obviously holds, what's the Iker mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? Tkiyos de Meyusha. We did it already. We blew the 30 kolos. The other kolos are Tosefes, extra Inyan, Chazal say, to be Tokay, I'll say the Brochas, okay. It's an important Inyan, but you don't have to be Machmer so much on the Tzibur, in the inyonim that are just a tosefes to the mitzvah. The ikra of the mitzvah adi, you gotta do kedasu kedin, shvigal aras l'chumra, you gotta do it in a way that you know that you're gonna be yosen. But tkios haseder habroches, that's an extra. Maybe it's only derabbanan even. Maybe. The Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem here in Rosh Hashanah agrees with the Rif, and he says, you know what, you should realize tkios al seder habrochas is really like tkios of tainios. It's like a tkia b'chatzotzos on a tainis. They blow in the middle of the Shemona Esrei with a chatzotzos in the middle of the tainis. So on Rosh Hashanah we blow with a shofar in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. But it's gazel bazak, it's the same basic idea. Rosh Hashanah is an eis tzara. So in the middle of the brochas we blow tkias. According to the Ramban, it might be a kiyum daraisa. B'chisavo, mulchoma, latzara, tzor, esim, v'arayosim, v'chatzotzros. It could be a kiyum daraisa. It might not only be the Rabbanan. But it's not the Iker mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Right? The mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, according to the Ramban, we fulfill with kiyos de Meyusha, not with kiyos de Me'uman. Kiyos de Me'uman is a nayazach. It's a different, it's a new concept, a new thing. Either it's Stam, Adin the Rabbanan, Tkios al Seder Brachos, or it's like the Ramban, it's like Tkios of Tainius, Tkios Beis Tzara, the middle of the Shemana Esrei. But either way, that's not the mitzvah of Shofar. Mitzvah of Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, is Tkios de Meyusha. And that's why the Rif holds that the tequila is the moment. You don't have to blow all the kolos. Because it's not the real mitzvah, not the full mitzvah. Tosus would never say that. Tosus and Psochem. Tosus is Avada. For tequila is the moment, you better believe you got to blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat for each Malchus of Onus Mishra. Because if you don't do that, you're not going to be Makai in the mitzvah. And that's the Ikka mitzvah of Shaifer, says Tosus. Not tequila's the Miyushav. Aye, but we make a bracha on tequila's the Miyushav? We're making a bracha at the beginning of the process. The beginning of the Maisa Mitzvah. But that's not the Ikar Mitzvah. The Ikar Mitzvah is later. That's what Taisa says. Clearly, the Rif argues. The Rashbam and the Ramban, who argue with Taisa, and they say, Rav Chisda holds that you're really being Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Achilas Mara, with Tibul Rishon, if you do it with Chasa. They're going with Shitasa. They're saying, what do you want to say, Tosus? You want to suggest what? Rav Chisda holds that you can make a Birchas HaMitzvah now, even if the Ikka Mitzvah is later. Hey, Chon Matzino Dova Kazen. Tkiya Shofar? You got a little wrong in Tkiya Shofar. The Ramban is with the Rif. The Ramban is Shitasa. The Ramban says, by Tkiya Shofar, you Mekayim the Ikka Mitzvah with the Tkiya Shofar. And that's when you make the Bracha. There's no such idea that you make a Bracha now for a Tkiya Mitzvah later. Hey, Chon Matzino Dova Kazen. So of course the Ramban and the Rashbam are forced into that position because they can't learn like Tosus. Tosus has his svara that everyone has to believe that you're Mekayim Mora Bezmano. Rav Chisda agrees to that too, so they have to stand on their heads to explain Rav Chisda in their way. But the Ramban says, but the principle you've created and you bought a raya from Shofar, the whole thing, Lahayu Dvar Meolah. The whole thing doesn't begin because there's no raya from Shofar. The Ikka Mitzvah Shofar is the first kios, not the second kios. And that's why the Rif says that you don't have to blow the same kolos of the second kios. So you can't bring a raya from Shofar tomorrow. There's no... The whole raya doesn't begin. So these are some of the issues that the Rishonim seem to be debating. That's the basis of the whole Machlokes Rishonim here, how to understand the Chizkus issue. Questions? What's the nafkamina lemaisa between the shitas rishonim? If you assume Rav Chisda holds that you be mekayim the mitzvah of morar b'tibul rishon when you use chasa, well, no, you really be mekayim the mitzvah of morar b'tibul sheni, just you're making the bracha b'tibul rishon. So the Mishnah Berurah points out the different nafkamina here. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin b'chalal in this shayin? So the Shulchan Aruch, we have this in the packet on page 4. Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Pesach in Simen Tovayin Hay, Tzibes, in Ein Lo Yerokes, the Tibur Rishon, El Amora, Yivarach Olav, the Tibur Rishon, Bar Pi Adama, the Al Achilas Amora, the Tibur Hasheni, Yitbelenu B'charoses, V'yochlenu B'libro. The Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if you only have Chosa? He says, make both broches, B'tibul Rishon, and then B'tibul Sheni, B'tovel the chasa into charoses and eat it without a bracha. Who does the Shulchan Aruch pass tonight? Rav Chisda. Like the Gemara. Rav Chisda. But who does he pass in like in the terms of the Machlokes Rishonim? It's unclear. When are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Mar? Unclear from the Shulchan Aruch. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes as follows. Let's figure it out. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? The alachilas mar, the efsher bozeh lino kamo b'shar pa'am and lechol b'li brocho levarach alachilas mar achar kazayis matzah. If you only have chosa, you can't make the brocho alachilas mar after the matzah. The achar shekvar mile kreisam imenu kodom lachem b'li brocho ino hogon levarach achar kam. The chistus svar, the achar shemile kreisam imenu chosam levarach alayim. Alkein yivarech betchila, says the Mishnah Berurah, betchila alachilas mar, ve'ochel mimenu me'at l'shem karpas, ve'enu yochol lechol l'shem mitzvah smara, says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chatchila be'inan matzah v'hoder mar, k'nitzav al matzah sumerorim b'chulei. U'mikol mokom abrocha e'enu levatol l'shem yivarech asa k'dei lechol ha'mar sh'achra ha'matzah. Who's the Mishnah Berurah going like? Ramban, Rashbam, or like Tosfos? Anyone? Like whom? A new hand. Like Tosfos. He says that you only have to eat ma'at, a little bit of the chasa by Tibul Rishon. And you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Mara by Tibul Rishon, he says. He adds that in parentheses. Because Mara has to be Bizmano. Rav Chisda admits Mara has to be Bizmano. So you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. All you're doing is eating ma'at. And then you eat a full kezayis of chasa later to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mara. So the Mishnah Berura seems to paskin the Ikar Adin like Tosfos. Then he quotes later. He has in the Sharatzion, in the Sharatzion Chav Dalit, Tosfos Pesukya, quotes Tosfos. Then later, in Sivkotn Chav Ches, he writes, V'dada harbe poskim cholken al zeh, l'didhu tfei odiv bazel l'chavim v'achilas mara harishon al-kayim mitzvah mara. He says, some rishonim, some poskim, he means rishonim. Which poskim? Chav Tes in the Sharatzion. Ramban b'mulchamis. V'ran b'sugya, v'chein mashmos Rashi v'Rashbam, shekosvu the tibul sheni who rakad elakayim shnei tibulim. Rashi and Rashbam say what? The tibul sheni is only to be makayim shnei tibulim, heker letinokos. That's all it's about. The second tibul is only for heker. It's for mitzvah. No, no. The Chisda holds that the second tibul is only for heker. The first tibul you makayim the mitzvah marav. That's the Rambam. That's the Rashbam and Rashi. That's the Ram. Da the harbe poskim cholgam azel uladidhu tvei odif bazel lechavim v'achilas mara harishon l'kayim mitzvah mara kevin shemavar ha'oz asher kedishon the mitzvahs of etzivan uladidhu chayav lechol oz kezayis v'litbol b'charoses kedin mara. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, the feeder Ramban and the Ran, you have to eat a kezayis for Tibul Rishon because you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Mara for Tibul Rishon. That's the first nafkamina, clearly, from the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Whether you only have to eat ma'at Mara, ma'at chasa for Tibul Rishon, or you have to eat a kezayis, it's clear he's saying that's the nafkamina between the Rishon. That if you hold like Tosfos, Rav Chisda claims that you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of Mara for Tibul Rishon, so then achilas ma'at Mara is enough. You can eat a little bit of chasa. The bracha can be chal, even on a little bit. But if you hold like the Ramban, the Ran, the Rashbam, that what? Rav Chisda assumes that you are being a kind of mitzvah of Mar B'tibu Rishon, so then you have to be kazayas of Mar B'tibu Rishon. Ephraim and Binyamin pointed out during Seder that this is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. There is enough gemina, but it seems a little bit difficult. If you say Rav Chisda claims that you're not being a kind of mitzvah of Mara, b'tibul rishon, right? Even if you say that you're not being a kind of mitzvah of Mara, but what's the bracha doing there, right? The bracha has to be on some kind of a maisa mitzvah. That's clearly what he's assuming, that the bracha is not on the kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's on the maisa mitzvah. L'chor, that's the basis of the Svara of Tosfos, right? Rav Chisda holds that the bracha can be on a Maisa Mitzvah, even though that's not really the Kiyum Mitzvah. That's really not such a pella, that the bracha can be on a Maisa Mitzvah. Rav Chaim in the stencils, right, the first page of the stencils, Rav Chaim quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Brachas points out that when it comes to be Koveya Mezuzah, we make a bracha, Shekin Shana Mezuzah V'Tzivano, L'Kvoa Mezuzah, and who makes that bracha? Let's say I put up a mezuzah in your home. Do you make the bracha? Do I make the bracha? The person who puts up the mezuzah, the person who's koveya the mezuzah, he makes the bracha. He does the maisa mitzvah, and he makes the bracha. The nusach ha-bracha is asher kashan mezuzah v'tzivanu l'kvoa mezuzah. Not lodur b'vaya sheyesh po mezuzah. Is the mitzvah of mezuzah to put up a mezuzah in my home? No. The mitzvah of mezuzah is to live in a home with a mezuzah. Not to put up the mezuzah. Putting up the mezuzah, that's the ma'aseh mitzvah. But the whole point is to have the mezuzah on the doorpost. So why am I making a bracha l'kvoa mezuzah? We should tell the owner of the home when you go into the house after the mezuzah was put up. So make a bracha. Asher kesham mezuzah v'tzivanu lodu b'bayah sheyesh bo mezuzah. The Chaim says that the answer is that Chazal the Masakin brachas on Maisa Mitzvah. The bracha is instituted on the Maisa Mitzvah. So if the Maisa Mitzvah is Kriyas HaMezuzah, then the Nusach HaBracha is on Kriyas HaMezuzah, and the one who is Koveya is the one who makes the bracha. So to say Rav Chisda holds that the bracha is on a Maisa Mitzvah, that's not such a pella. That's not such a pella. But to say that the bracha is on the Maisa Mitzvah, right, that the bracha is on the Maisa Mitzvah, even if you're not eating a kezayis, which is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Right? To say that you don't have to have a kezayis, how does that work? If you don't have a kezayis, then there's no Maisa Mitzvah either. Because the Maisa Mitzvah is an achila, and achila is b'kezayis. So what are you doing over here? The bracha is chal on less than a kezayis. That's clearly how the Mishnah Berurah is learning. The Mishnah Berurah apparently understands that as long as you have a tchilas maisa mitzvah, you're eating mara, even though you're not even eating a kezayis of mara. Nevertheless, your chisda holds that's enough to say a bracha, because you're saying a bracha on achilas mara, even though you can't even call it achila. It's not a maisa achila yet. It's not a full kezayis. It's just ma'at. That's enough for the bracha to be chal. That's enough for the bracha to be chal. And even though the Kiyum HaMitzvah is going to be later, I can do the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah later. No, but I can make the Bracha now, and it's better to make the Bracha now, so that the Bracha will be on the first Maisa Achila of Mor. So it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning that there's an Afkamina between the different Rishonim over here, as to whether you have to eat a Kezayas, a Tivo Rishon. But we're just pointing out that it really is a Chiddush, because if you say Rav Chisda holds that you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah now, just because you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah now, that doesn't mean, it shouldn't mean that you don't have to eat a kezayis. Because if you don't eat a kezayis, what are you making a bracha now? You're making a bracha on a morsel of mara. How's the bracha chal? Al achilas mara. This is not an achilas mara. The whole achila is going to be later. You're not having a kezayis now. It's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush to say that you can make a bracha even if you're only eating a little bit of mara, but it's not really halachically called a maisa achila. But the Mishnah Berurah mentions another nafkamina, and that is charosis. Which mara do you have to dip into charosis? He says, if you tell me Rav Chisda holds that you have a kind of mitzvah mara b'tibul rishon, so then you have to dip the chosa into charosis b'tibul rishon, because the charosis is supposed to be dipped into the mara shal mitzvah. But if you say Rav Chisda claims that you have a kind of mitzvah mara b'tibul sheni, so then it makes sense to dip the tibul sheni into the charosis. You don't have to dip the tibul rishon into charosis. We don't dip karpas into charosis because we're not using chosis. So if you claim Rav Chisda holds that you're mekayim the mitzvah mar b'tibul sheni, so then that's the tibul to have charosis, not the tibul rishon. So these are the two nafkamina between the different rishon. If you say Rav Chisda holds that you're mekayim the mitzvah mar b'tibul rishon, so then you'd have to eat a kezayis of chasa then, and you'd have to dip it into charosis. But if you say Rav Chisda holds that you're mekayim the mitzvah mar b'tibul sheni, so then only b'tibul sheni would you have to eat a kezayis of mar and dip that mar into charosis. Okay. Question. That's a very good point, Adam. He says the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you have other yerokos, then you should do karpas on the other yerek. So if he really goes like Tosfos, if chist is a lechatchila, so then you should be able to use chasa for the karpas even if you have another yerek. It's a very good ha'ara. I'm not sure what the answer to the question is. Very interesting. Nice. Mishnah Berurah is straddling both sides of the fence. He should have quoted the Ramban and the Rashbam as the Ikar Pshat, not Tosfos. He can mention Tosfos, but Ben?
According to Rashbam, that's the competing values about what's going to come first. Why do we not say that according to Chisda, up, they should just have less nikazai first, and then you never run into the issue of the zilzul of the mitzvah, because you're not filling the mitzvah, then you just make the bracha chizmana, and actually, and then connect the actual vice mitzvah with the bracha chizmana.
But you're still having an achila rishona of chasa without the mitzvah, no? So apparently, the fact that you're tasting the mar, the fact that you're eating some kind of mar, even if halachically it's not called a ma'aseh achila, that's also a problem. I mean, you see this from the Mishnah Berurah itself, right? Because the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you can have a bracha bichal on an eating, even though we wouldn't call it halachically achila. So apparently, that's also a problem. But if there's an issa to eat matzah before Pesach, and eating matzah before Pesach is even a little bit, so stamma by mara also, eating a little bit before, not the same mitzvah, when you can do the mitzvah later, that's also a zilzul to the mitzvah. Yeah, that's right. Right, but then if he's choshes for the Rashbam, so then he should say that you should eat a kezias of mara also to be choshes for the Rashbam. So. Because you can't do that because then it'll be a zilzul. Can't do that because it'll be a zilzul. And you can't dip it into charos. You're saying there's no point in dipping it into charos if you're not eating kezias. So he's being machmir for both sheepas. He's being machmir for both sheepas. Maybe yes, Akiva.
So it's better to avoid the
machlokas. So he's avoiding the machlokas, he's being machmir for both sheep. It's better to have the eret so you don't get involved in the whole problem. According to Rashbam, it's only b'di'eved. It's only b'di'eved. But at the same time, according to Tosfos, well, if you are using chasa, so then better to be mekayim mara bizmana. In other words, he's even assuming that you should have kavana, that you're being mekayim mara bizmana, you're not being mekayim mara before. So if you're not being Mekayim Mara before, so then you don't have to have a kezias now, you don't have to dip it into charosis. Yeah, but he's still getting involved in the problem, because when is the Birchas HaMitzvah? He's assuming that you can make the Birchas HaMitzvah now, according to Rashbam and the Ramban. Oh no, that's okay. Rav Chisda holds that you should make the bracha now. No, but if you... Rav Chisda holds you make the bracha now because you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah, but you're only going to eat less than a kezias, so then he's going to be in trouble either way, right? If you're being mekayim the mitzvah now, so then you have to eat a kezias. If you're not eating a kezias, then why are you making a bracha? Only because you're assuming that Tosfos is right. So you're not being machmir for both sheitas, you're taking Tosfos as being the right sheet.
Yeah, I think it's Tosfos, but it's better not to even have the question in the first place.
That I hear, but why does he pick Tosfos? If he assumes it's better not to have the question in the first place, so you're saying he holds that we really paskin like Tosfos.
Yeah.
Even though there are a lot of rishonim against Tosfos. But the reality is, it's better to avoid the problem to begin with. I hear. Okay, maybe. One final question, Masud. Rav Chisda says that if you have chasa, if you only have chasa, then you should make a bracha l'achilas mara b'tibul rishon. Why? What's his lashon? L'achas shemid ha'kreisa men ha'chozim avarech alei. What's the ikar kpeda that he has? What's the kpeda? I've mentioned different, if you've listened to what I'm, you know, carefully, I've phrased it in different ways, but now I want to actually get down to the ikar kpeda. Is Rav Chisda really concerned about the bracha, or is he concerned about the mitzvah? Is his real taina that how can you eat the chasa when you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah later, but you can have an achila rishona that's not shel mitzvah? Or is this problem, how can you have an achila rishona without the bracha, without the brachas mitzvah? It's a zilzul to the bracha. Is it a zilzul to the mitzvah, or is it a zilzul to the bracha? The Ran writes beferish that it's a zilzul to the bracha. It's the Ran on the chafayim and alf. Rav Chisda, Hadalei, Da'afilu, Ne'em, Mitzvah, Sirius, Kavona, If Chista holds, it's mechzik kichucha if he's going to be mevorech after he was mamalei kreis haminena. The problem is to be mevorech after the achilu rishonah. The bracha has to be linked to the achilu rishonah. I mean, be'emes, that's his lashon. But Chista's lashon is la'acha shemilei kreis haminena chozer u'mevorech alei. Sounds like Rav Chista's ikar kapeta is on the bracha. And that's clearly how Tosfos learned as well. Right? What does Tosfos say? Rav Chista holds that you make the bracha on the first achila, but when are you makayim the mitzvah mar? Bizman, betibul sheni. Even Rav Chista holds you makayim betibul sheni. But he says make the bracha early. Because achash shemir the kreis v'men achoz v'varech alei, what, you can make the bracha later? What's Tosfos saying? If Tosfos holds that the kapeda is, how can you be makayim the mitzvah after the first achila? So then, what's switching the bracha going to help? So what did you make al achila smar on the first table? You're still makayim the mitzvah later. So he hasn't accomplished anything. Tosfos is clearly learning the kapeda is about the bracha. That the bracha has to be on the first achila. The bracha has to be on the first achila. What should come out then is that if you have a mitzvah that you don't make a bracha, would you be able to fulfill the mitzvah not in the achilah rishon? Would there be any kpeda of la'ach ha'shemir le'kreiso imenu, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah? If the whole kpeda is about bracha, so then if there is no bracha, then there's no problem. You can fulfill the mitzvah with the first achilah, you can fulfill the mitzvah with the second achilah, there's no difference. What's the case that I'm talking about? Not mora, but rather charosis. Do we do a tibul of kapas into charosis, or should we bedafka not be tovel the kapas into charosis? What's the difference? So we discussed this in the last month, at great length. But I want to show you a beautiful lashon the Rosh. What did we say? The Mishnah begins on Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph. Hevil Lefanav Metabel B'Chazeres. Metabel B'Chazeres. What does that mean? You dip it into the Chazeres. No, you dip the Chazeres into something. What are you dipping it into? We said there are three shitas in the Rishon. The Rambam holds that the Tibul Rishon of Karpas is into Charoses. Dafke into Charoses. The Rambam says. Now that's the Rambam Lishitas. So the Rambam holds that all the mitzvahs achila of the night you dip into Charoses. The karpas and the moror and the matzah as well, the Rambam says. It's all into charosis. The Rambam has a shita that all the mitzvahs are chilu, we dip into charosis. We discussed this at great length. So the Rambam in Perek Ches halacha beis, maskul levarich bori pri adama velokeach yarek and metabolos of the charosis. The Rambam says you dip it into charosis. Tosfos on Kuf Yudalid quotes the Rashban, who says, Dafka, don't do that. The high tibul lav b'charosis. Don't dip the karpas in the charosis, says the Rashban. The Tosas themselves say that you can do what you want. You could dip it in the charosis. You don't have to dip it in the charosis. They quote the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was knowing to dip the karpas in the chometz or in tamayim. The tibul rishon doesn't have to be in charosis. But the lashon of Tosfos is umiu hecha she'atibul rishon havi b'shar yirako saying tzorach litbo b'charosis. He's talking about if it's another year. But that's what the Rabbeinu Tam did. The Rabbeinu Tam did not dip it into charosis. What taka was the shita's Rabbeinu Tam? So the Rosh writes like this. Rosh writes. Pirish Rashban betibul zeh lo haya b'charoses, medlomad b'charoses atibul sheni. V'chein haya noeg Rabbi Natan. Shelo haya metabel tibul rishon b'charoses. Rabbi Natan, the Rosh says, went with the Rashban. The Rambam says, dip it in the charoses. The Rashban says, bedafka don't dip it in the charoses. And others say, that you can do what you want. Parashas Biyama. So the Rosh says the Rabbi Natan followed the Rashban that you should not bet dip into Charoses. Why? So he says the Kaimel and Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzado, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzado Gomer Charoses Mitzvah. It's Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah where the Charoses is a Mitzvah or it's only Mishum Kofa. Remember the Gemara on Kufta Zayin explains Kofa either means that there's a worm and you have to kill the worm. It's a Sakona, but Al Pirov it's not going to be there, so you can eat it. You can eat the mara afterwards, you can eat the chasa afterwards, because we're not concerned for the isser, we're only concerned for the sakana. Or kofa means that there's a burning sensation in the mara. And the charoses is coming to take away the burning sensation. Kofa, that's not because of mitzvah, it's to protect you from some kind of sakana. But the Gemara then suggests that no, Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok holds that it's mishum mitzvah. So what does that mean? Zot the Gemara, kofta zayin, secha letit, Zecher le-tapuach, Zecher le-dam, the different elements that we want to remind ourselves of the Shibud in Mitzrayim through the Charoses. So Zabda Rosh, Akhaimel and Kerbel Ezer Reb Tzadok, Rabbi Natan Feldi Paskin, the Charoses Mitzvah, Zecher le-tapuach, Zecher le-tit, Im Kein B'shas Tibul Amara, Shu Tibul Shal Mitzvah, Roy le-tabel bo, V'lo Rishona. So therefore the Rabbi Natan says, you dafka should dip the Morar, the Tibul Sheni in the Charoses, where you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Morar. The Lacha Shemile Kreistum Imenu Yivienu Le Mitzvah. What, after you eat the Charoses, you're going to dip into the Charoses, you're going to eat a little bit of Charoses from the Tibul Rishon, then you're going to bring it for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is together with Morar, because it's a Zeche L'Shibud. So we dip the Charoses into the Morar as a Zeche L'Shibud. Dr. Rush, La'acha Shemile Kreisim Imenu Yivienu Le Mitzvah, are you going to bring it for the mitzvah afterwards? Doesn't make any sense. So he says the Rabbeinu Tam felt, you should not dip the carpets into charoses, leave it for the morrow. Because we don't want to eat the charoses before the mitzvah. Don't jump the gun. Wait for the mitzvah. It's a zilzal for the mitzvah if you're going to eat the charoses before the time for the mitzvah. Dagos Maimedi in the Rambam disagrees. Nagos Maimidi in Perek Ches in Oz Gimel quotes to Rabbi Natan. V'cheina yirogil Maharam Rutenberg is rogil lasos gam tibul ze b'charoses the karpas v'omar mashakosa Rabbi Natan she'ena b'charoses perish she'ein tzorev avalim rotza harashuz b'yado. The Hagos Maimon, he says, the Rabbi Natan wasn't telling you that you can't do the Tibul Rishon and Charoses. He was saying you don't have to. He's the middle sheikh. Rambam says Charoses. The Rashbam says absolutely not, definitely not Charoses. Use chometz, use salt water, something else. Comes the Rabbi Natan, the Fida Hagos Maimon, and he says, Harshus Biyodo, do what you want. Mashiyirtzi, lasos yaseh. You can dip into Charoses or you don't have to dip into Charoses. So there's a machlokas Hagos Maimoni in the Rosh, what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Does the Rabbeinu Tam hold that you bedafka should not dip in the charoses, or does the Rabbeinu Tam hold that you can do what you want? So if you say Rav Chista Svara Blachashim, the Kreis Amen, Uchozim of Archalei, is a Svara that relates to the Bracha, so then I understand what the Hagos Maimoni is saying. We know Rov Rishonim hold that you don't make a bracha on the charoses. Do we make a bracha on charoses? Does anyone hold you make a bracha on charoses? Anyone, Rabbi Osai? Who? Anyone? Come on.
Who says that you do make a bracha? Not with. Rabbi. Parashat. The Rambam and Parashat Mishnayos.
Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok holds charoses mitzvah, but even if you hold charoses mitzvah, do you make a bracha? The Rambam and the Yad says no. It's a mitzvah hava, it's not a mitzvah achila. But in Perash HaMishnayis, he thought, what? Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok felt it's a mitzvah achila, and we don't paskin like him, because Ha'echa Matzinu HaBracha for Charoses. The Rambam thought that if you hold Charoses, the Rambam Perash HaMishnayis thought that if you hold Charoses as a mitzvah, you should make a bracha on it. But even he says, if you taka make a bracha, then we don't paskin like that, because Ha'echa Matzinu didn't make a bracha on Charoses. We don't make a bracha on Charoses. So if you don't make a bracha on Charoses, then what's the kpeda that you shouldn't eat charoses before you're up to the mitzvah? Who cares? Even if you pass the charoses mitzvah, what does it matter? You're not making a bracha on it anyway by the first achilah. Zokta goes Maimon, the Rabbeinu Tam says, if you want to use Charoses for the first people, it's fine, because what's the problem? What is the Rush counter? It's not a bracha de Keinyan. The Rush says, La'achashem minei kreisom mimenu yivienu limitzvah. The ikar is that you're not supposed to eat the item, not l'shem mitzvah, if you're going to later eat it l'shem mitzvah. Forget about brachas, even if you're not making a bracha. It's still a problem. So that's why the Rosh says, the Rabbeinu Tam felt that if halacha k'rebolos ha'grib tzado, if the halacha is the charoses mitzvah, then you absolutely should not be tovel the tibul rishon, the karpas, and the charoses, because l'achash mile kreisu imenu yivyanu l'mitzvah, it's a zilzul for the mitzvah if the first achil is not going to be the shem mitzvah. Dagos Maimon, he says, no, he learned like Tosfos, like the Ran, like the Poshup Shad of the Gemara. Rav Chisda was makbet on the bracha. You shouldn't have the bracha on the second achila. The bracha should be on the first achila. So if the problem is one of bracha, then if by charoses you're not going to make a bracha, then there's no problem. Then you'd be allowed to dip the karpas, the tibul rishon, into charoses, even though you're only going to fulfill the mitzvah later. Because it's not a problem of having an achila shalol shel mitzvah before an achila shel mitzvah. The problem is having an achila with the bracha, if you're going to make the bracha l'shem mitzvah later. But if l'gabe charoses, you're not going to make the bracha b'tchila, then there's no kpeda. You'll be able to dip the tibul rishon into charoses, and that's not going to be a problem.